Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
The cattle futures this afternoon were quite a bit weaker here, especially on the feeder cattle. We closed near the lows of the day, put August down to 134.65, down $1.87 on the August feeder cattle contract. So disappointing there. These levels here are the lowest in about four trading days on June the 17th there, 134.12. So that'll be the next support. But going past that, you've got to go all the way back to 132.15 on May 31st, which is contract lows. With corn prices increasing, feeder cattle prices decreasing, it looks like the market is set to go back down there and test those lows at some point. Live cattle today, we're unchanged to 50 lower here. The June expires in about a week, was down 25 at 108.25. August down 45 at 104.10. And typically going over the long term, the increasing corn and feed prices would typically make people feed cattle less and gain less weight because they feed them less. And that would end up taking tonnage off the market, increasing live cattle prices. So I think the spread between live cattle and feeder cattle could continue to tighten here, mainly due to the increased price of corn. Hogs today ended up quite a bit lower at the very end, July down 237, August down 232, D's down 122.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Ruby Lee is the tough lady of OSU wheat varieties. She's another of the OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee is widely preferred by millers and offers exceptional grazability and a high yield potential. Ruby Lee offers a large kernel size, show wheat quality, and is fit for artisan baking. Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking ability into one variety. And she's the local check used for Wheat Quality Council testing. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to okgenetics.com.
The grain markets were generally higher here following several days of weakness. We had corn up 9 cents, beans up 11 cents, and then wheat up 3 to 5 cents. The cotton futures today finished down 114 at 66.02. So a mixed day across the board here. Generally speaking, the weather is still the main issue driving the market. And then also the June 28th planted acres planting report will give us the latest update of how many acres we think of corn are going to be planted. You can make a pretty strong case for 12 to 13 billion bushels of corn produced, which is less than about 14.5 to 14.8 we use a year. So the corn could get seriously tight on the balance sheet here in the United States going forward this year. Beans are a little bit looser here because the export market has dropped off so much. And then cotton, if we produce 22 million bales, we've been trading sideways for about a month, a little over a month at this point. The fundamentals suggest that maybe with this big of a crop, the market could work its way lower and without any sort of information out of China. Currently, stock market is up 230 points following yesterday's Federal Reserve move to leave interest rates unchanged. And then the other big mover today is the energy markets. Crude oil is up $3 to $3.20 following some issues with Iran overnight. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.